It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. And I recently started going to an acupuncturist.
About a month ago, a little less than a month ago,
About
a week back. remind me again, because I know you've been going fairly regularly, right? A couple times a week, twice a week.
Yeah, you know, I don't know much about Eastern medicine, but I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
I did karate for a while, and I really liked the whole yin and yang of karate.
Those are your doctor's names?
Oh. No, they're not. But I got into the whole Eastern culture.
Yeah.
And I had some... All right, here's the deal. I clench my jaw completely.
When you sleep?
When I
normally,
sleep.
Yeah.
I don't grind my teeth. I just...
Yeah.
And I find myself doing it, like, if I drive home and there's a thunderstorm or if there's a lot of snow. It's whenever I'm tense. I really... My jaw muscle has gotten as big as a pit bull's.
Really?
And
that's crazy. What's doing? Do you know what
stress.
It is? Is it stress?
It's just I have a lot of anxiety.
Oh.
So I thought, you know, I've heard there are ways to get Botox in that jaw muscle to relax it, to paralyze it, and to stop the clenching. But I said, you know, I'm going to try acupuncture first.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gone for the last 4 weeks, twice a week.
Yeah.
Not been clenching my jaw.
How about that?
Now, I don't know much about Eastern medicine. I know that my acupuncture doctor is basically all Eastern medicine, but I know that Western medicine and Eastern medicine are now going hand in hand. And on the line with us right now is Dr. Radha Gopalan. And Dr. Gopalan is, you're trained in internal medicine, cardiology, heart rhythm disorders, heart transplant, but you're also into acupuncture and yoga and meditation. Is that correct?
You're right, Wendy.
So the yin and the yang are coming together in your case, and I just recently started going to get acupuncture treatments, and I've had some strange things happen to me. I've been cupped.
You have been cupped. For people who don't know, explain this.
Yes,
this sounds,
explain this, doctor.
This is
cupping.
Weird.
Cupping is where you use normally... glass bowls, and then you evacuate the air by either holding a little bit of fire in it or using a vacuum, and then place it on the skin, usually on the muscular areas, happens to be on the upper back or the thighs, back of the thighs, and you suck out the air, and then the cups actually pull the skin inside of them and then drain the blood from that area. And then when you release the vacuum and take the cups away, blood rushes to that area. The idea behind that is to cause, in Western medicine, what we call hyperemia, that means increased blood flow, flush out the toxins in that area. The belief in acupuncture is because most of your energy, the acupuncture energy, circulates beneath the skin, beneath in the subcutaneous tissue, in the planes between the muscles, and you need to clear that up so that the energy can flow unimpeded in a smooth fashion.
Okay, and I also had gua sha performed on my back and upper back because that's where I was very, very, very tense. And as Bill is my witness, you saw my back.
Ah, you Wendy had a map of Portugal on her back, Dr. Gopalan, and that's not normal, is it?
It is. It is usually normal from an Eastern perspective. It is okay to have it.
It looked like I was whipped, and then I had these circular things. Now, conversely, I went yesterday to my acupuncturist, and I got the cupping done, and there is absolutely no mark at all. So are my toxins gone?
You are getting relieved with your toxins, and you're right. So in those areas, the toxins gone, that's what the acupuncturist will tell you. And they're right when they make that observation. That's how they guide and transition the therapies.
Now, people might think this sounds crazy, and Bill, I know that you don't know a lot about acupuncture, nor do I.
I don't know anything about it.
But now here you have the best of both worlds. You have a cardiologist, an internal medicine doctor, and yet you're doing acupuncture as well. It's real, isn't it?
It is real, Wendy, and I think this is a great segue into what I can explain to you about the book that I wrote. But let me tell you, for jaw cleansing, if you went to a Western doctor with this issue and told them exactly what you just discussed, saying, I tense up and I get nervous, and when I get nervous, I clench my jaw, they will tell you, you know, you need to reduce your anxiety. And if you said, I am very anxious, it's disrupting my activities in daily life, they will give you an what we call an anxiolytic, an anti-anxiety pill that you will take. And you're going to take a chemical, and that comes with its own side effects. But it looks like you did the right thing by going to an acupuncturist, and you did it, you kind of got rid of the problem to some extent in the natural way.
But Dr. Gopalan, the first one you described with the pill, that's a temporary fix. Is the acupuncture also a temporary fix, or is that it forever?
In my personal opinion, the acupuncture is also a temporary fix.
It is.
Nevertheless, if the acupuncturist moves on, the question to ask is this: why is Wendy reacting the way she's reacting to external stimulus?
Because I work with Bill every day, and he stresses me out.
It's all on me.
There.
Actually, I have less stress at work than I do at home.
There you go. So the thing is, Wendy, to realize is that it is not just the external stimulus of stress, it's how we perceive the stress. Two different people for the same stress might react two different ways. So what is the difference between the two people? The personality. The people are different, not the stress. That is where my U power in my book comes in. So
the book is called, by the way, we have Dr. Radha Gopalan on the line with us. The book is called Second Opinion, Eight Deadly Diseases, Western Medicine, Eastern Medicine, U power. Together they could save your life. Back to you, doctor.
Yeah, so taking your example, Wendy, so if you were sitting with me with this complaint or with this discussion, just like we are having, it's like having a consultation, I would ask you, and ask just like what Bill asked, is this long-lasting to have the acupuncture? You can change the acupuncture therapy to make it long-lasting, where the acupuncturist will change the treatment not to address the effect of the stress that you have, but to affect the energetic underlying foundation, to change the energetic flow to not react that way to stress.
I feel much more relaxed, honest to God.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's real or not, and some people do not believe in acupuncture, but whether it's real or not, it's working for me, so how does it hurt to do it?
Exactly. If it works, it's real. You may not be able to explain it. That's the criticism I come up, I always face with my colleagues. You cannot explain how it works. There are not enough studies that has documented how it works, so they don't believe in it. But it works for the patients, works differently for different patients. Now, you cannot take an energetic modality and try to fit that into a scientific experiment simply because we just don't have the tools yet. Once we have the tools, we may be able to come up with evidence. But right now, we don't have a lot of evidence for acupuncture. But going back to, Wendy, your issue, I think now you are stuck with acupuncture. If you stop doing the acupuncture...
I don't want to. I'm going every week. I love it.
There you go. Now, may I suggest one more step, another layer to this, is that if you do go to an external counselor...
Oh, a therapist, I do that too. I go everywhere. I'll talk to anybody who will listen
yep.
to me. So let's not focus on my issues. But there's also Tai Chi. I'm going to take a meditation class that my acupuncturist teaches. I really, when I took karate, was really into the whole Eastern medicine thing. It's pretty unique and helpful.
Right.
But now Western medicine, you do both. And I wanted to have you on Second Opinion, Eight Deadly Diseases. We're going to take a quick break. And then will you come back and go over some of the things in your book for us?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Join us. We've got more ahead. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right. We are talking to Dr. Radha Gopalan, and he is a cardiologist trained in internal medicine, cardiology, heart transplant. He's board certified, and he's also board certified in medical acupuncture, certified instructor and avid practitioner of yoga and meditation. And the book is called Second Opinion, Eight Deadly Diseases, Western Medicine, Eastern Medicine, You Power, Together They Could All Save Your Life. Dr. Gopalan, I have looked through the book. I have not read it yet because we just received it. There are a lot of things that are deadly diseases. You've got, let me see if I can even name some of them. You have diabetes, obesity, cancer. What am I leaving out?
Heart attack, stroke, lung diseases, kidney diseases, liver diseases. So when you put all of them together, these are considered to be the top 10 killers. I went through the list of WHO, which is World Health Organization, of top 10 killers in the world, and looked at the American killers. These are the common ones that are most common in our country as well as in the world. And I picked eight of them out of the 10 to introduce the concept that I describe in the book to the readers.
And obesity is a much bigger problem for us here in the United States than it is throughout most of the world, isn't it, Doctor?
It is. It is growing. It is a major problem in this country, and it is spreading to the Eastern countries as well. It is a problem in European countries, and it is rapidly growing in the other developing countries.
We have a caller that would like to speak to you, and his name is James. James, this is Dr. Gopalan.
Hello.
Hello, James.
Can you hear? Hey, how's it going? I was just wanting to comment on my grandfather, who was he's a farmer from Central Illinois, so not your typical client, but his shoulder was blown out, and every doctor that he went to suggested a surgery to rebuild his shoulder, and he did not like surgery, so he looked for every alternative he could not to do a surgery, and he found acupuncture, and within 6 months, of putting the suction cups on and the electrical stimulus on it, he was able to raise his hand above his head, and before he started, he could not even raise it above his ear.
Wow.
So
it was amazing.
Yes, I'm not surprised, James. This is one of the things. Acupuncture takes a longer time, but it works in this kind of musculoskeletal problems.
Yeah, I was asking the doctor then, because I was pretty fascinated with the whole, I was pretty skeptical on it, but he was saying that Western medicine treats the symptoms and Eastern medicine more so treats the cause.
Yes, the way I have described in my book is Western medicine treats the disease, Eastern medicine treats the person. So the attention is directed, we in Western medicine we have to identify a problem, make a diagnosis, give it a name, and then I know what to prescribe. In Eastern medicine, they don't identify a disease. They identify an imbalance, an energetic imbalance, and then they try to balance the energy, and that itself clears up the of the imbalances and clears the illness.
Thank you, James, for your call. We appreciate that. So is it kind of preventative maintenance? Because I do know that insurance now will cover acupuncture and chiropractic treatments.
Yes, Eastern medicine can be used for both. It can be used for preventative medicine to be healthy and maintain health, and it can be used for illnesses to treat the illnesses as well.
Does the AMA, doctor, do they still consider Eastern medicine to be alternative medicine, or is it bracketed now more towards normal medicine?
It is still considered alternative medicine.
Is.
There is a new factor, Bill. There is a new kind. Most of the practitioners, like myself, are practicing what is called integrative medicine, where we combine both Western and alternative medicine, which is also called complementary medicine. And then they choose which one to use, either in combination or alone, in their patients based on their degree of illness.
But that's got to be a fairly new concept, right? Because usually you sided one way or the other. It was very rare that you would do both, huh?
Absolutely. It used to be, everyone used to think there is a myth that Eastern and Western medicines are diametrically opposed. That is not true. They can work very well together.
All right, another thing. I blew out, I've had one knee replacement. I need another one, and I injured it last week. I went and got a cortisone shot, and that helped. But then about 5 days later, it started hurting. I got a treatment yesterday, some gua sha done on my IT band, which is the muscle on your outer thigh, some needles put in my knee, which kind of hurt at the time. I'm telling you, it's 85% better today, and I have an appointment tomorrow. I don't know how it works. I don't question it, but it's something definitely worth looking into.
I agree. I'm glad that you were able to get the relief you got, Wendy.
Where do we find your book? Because really, this is something, high blood pressure. You look through this book and either you know someone in your family who has one of these things or you have one of these diseases as well. Where is the best place to find your book, Dr. Gopalan?
The book is available in every store. There, books are sold on the webs, on the retail stores. You know, major chains like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, they all have it. It's available on my website, on two of my websites. One is healthyhuman.us, that is self-explanatory, which is an educational website. The other one is my treatment center. It's called curapersonalis.us, C-U-R-A-P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L-I-S.
All right, we'll put those links on our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. One more question for you, and this is Marco. Hi, Marco. This is Dr. Radha Gopalan.
Hey, Doc. How are you? How are you doing, Wendy?
Good.
Listen, I just got a question. Does Eastern medicine or acupuncture, will that help, like, depression or bipolar or any kind of, like, mental illness, like semi-psychotic, just, you know, episodes and stuff like that?
Well, hello, Marco. The answer to your question is depends on to what degree the person is experiencing the disease. If it is at the initial stages and a milder form, yes, acupuncture can work. But if it is severe, then you have to first treat it with Western medical medications and then mm-hmm. introduce the acupuncture and slowly take them off of the Western medicine.
Okay. I think I got you. You know, like, you know, if you're taking, you know, Xanax, you know, for an overwhelming anxiety, you know, and that helps, but kind of like to wean off of that, you know?
Right.
Well, check with your insurance if you have it, and I'm a full believer in it now. I really am.
Yeah,
I had never gone before. I had gone to a chiropractor years ago who had put a couple of needles in. It doesn't hurt. There are some times that I will admit it feels like a zinger, like all of a sudden a needle will go into my foot, and I'll feel it.
Sure.
And I just tell the doctor, and then she's like, oh, that what did she say, that your energy's really high there or something, or lack of energy?
It's called the qi or the qi. It's spelled as C-H-I in Chinese. The qi is the name for the energy. So you're making contact with the energy by feeling that.
Well, do you think in the future, Dr. Gopalan, that acupuncture will always actually be needles, or will they use some sort of lasers at some point, or does that become something totally different if they do?
Well, we have used lasers. It is the acupuncture point that matters. How you stimulate the point is a different story. So the needle is one way of stimulating it. You can apply heat to it.
Yeah.
You can use the cupping that I, we discussed earlier. And then you can use laser. In fact, in children, lasers are used to stimulate the acupuncture points.
Oh, yes. How about that?
So that's already there, Bill.
All right, good. Right, I invented something that's already been invented. That was brilliant of me.
You know what else I'm not really happy with? Well, I'm happy with everything except these are like little tiny round band-aids, and there's like a burr. You know, if you're walking in the field and you get
sure.
a burr stuck in your sock or something.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about these?
Those needles are used for what we call auricular therapy. You put those needles in the ears, certain points in the ear, and then you leave it there for the person to stimulate it themselves during the day or at night. Used for anxiety, insomnia, if you are unable to sleep, and even to reduce appetite as an appetite suppressant. There are points in the ear you can use with those needles, and then when you feel hungry, you stimulate it and your appetite is reduced.
Do you see what's in my ear right now, Bill? These metal seeds?
I
They're
do.
Like little eyeglass screws. Those
yeah.
can be used as well. I know it sounds ridiculous when I'm saying it out loud.
No, if it works, right?
And somebody texted and said, really? You're putting seeds in your ear? Are you stupid? They're not seeds like a bean.
Right.
They're like little tiny metal screws. What are these used for, Dr. Gopalan?
Those are used for, they are left in place, Wendy, so that the patient can stimulate those points themselves, you know, by gently agitating it. They are used for anxiety. They are used for increased appetite. They are used for insomnia, which is, you know, inability to sleep. They are also used sometimes for depression. And
wow, I have all of the above. So, and I really, I honestly feel
right.
much better.
From
so,
those seeds.
From everything.
And Wendy grew some marigolds out of her ear, and they look lovely, Dr. Gopalan.
He's a. Do you see why my stress level is up so high, Doctor? Actually, laughter.
I'm good for business.
You are, because yeah. Laughter is a really good medicine, sure. Too. It was a pleasure talking to you, Dr. Radha Gopalan. The book is called Second Opinion, 8 Deadly Diseases. Healthyhuman.us, is that the best website to find everything about you?
Yes, healthyhuman.us and curapersonalis.us.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to talk to you. May the chi be with you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dr. Gopalan. Thank a quick break. Steve with the news. I was
he
kidding
didn't
about
say that. It also with
he
you.
Did not say it also with you. His attorney will contact us. We'll take a break for news and then more show. It's Phil and Wendy, WGN.